from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Everybody be in Candlestick Park when they used to play the preseason games and have the diamond on the field and nothing on the field because it was obviously Giants baseball going on at the same time. So you got a preseason game, but we got our first look at Brock Purdy in 2024.
Most important thing is that he didn't get hurt, right?
I thought the most important thing was he didn't throw a touchdown pass. Are we going to pay him $50 million a year? $60? Well, he lost money yesterday.
When you're playing behind this lineup, and I wrote it down, Jalen Moore, Zakel, I believe that's his roommate, or used to be his roommate, Jake Brendel, Dominic Pooney, who looked really good, actually, and Colton McKivitz with Trent Taylor out at wide receiver, yeah, you're not going to look so hot.
No.
And Schrader, the running back, just looks a tick slow. I mean, I got takes for days on who makes this roster, who shouldn't make this roster. Matt Breida's making this roster. Matt Breida is an infinitely better football player today than whatever Schrader is as a running back. And look, the Brock Purdy thing, like, I get why you want to play him. You know, get the juices flowing, suit up, you know, take a hit. You know, like some guys say, like, I can't get ready for the game until I get hit.
He wanted to play.
I know that Patrick Mahomes has spoken of that. Like, I like getting hit early in a game because it kind of wakes me up. And my heart stopped for just a second when he got hit early in the game. And then they showed the replay. He didn't get hit that hard. Well, because you just don't want to, you know, you're going to absorb so many hits throughout the year.
I saw that in our text thread, and I kind of chuckled.
Woo, I said, boy.
Well, as soon as he got sacked, I said, oh, here comes a text from Shasky. 3, 2, 1, and I looked down at my phone 5 minutes later, and there's a text from Shasky. I got worried for a second. It wasn't that hard.
I don't know. Maybe I'm too worried.
But you know what? He needs to get hit. He needs to get hit to get ready for football. See, because remember, these quarterbacks don't even get touched at all.
No.
So getting hit there, he was just running around, and I think we both kind of have similar mindsets here when it comes to Brock Purdy yesterday. Why'd he play?
Well, I just don't know what they were trying to accomplish in terms of, okay, so like, I think Brock wanted to play because I think Brock's expressed that he would want to play right in the preseason. But then my counter to that to Shanahan would be like, all right, like if we're going to play, he should play if he's going to gain rhythm right and get some reps in. Play with some of the other guys you're going to play with in the regular season. Like Trent Taylor couldn't get open against LJ. And LJ is not that mobile at this point. And LJ is my son. All right. He's crawling around for crying out loud. Schrader doesn't know when to cut, when to go upfield. This offensive line, not to do the for who, for what, but I'm just like, what were you trying to accomplish offensively last year when Purdy was coming off the elbow surgery? They had the one drive, and they went like a hot knife through butter right down the field. Debo touched it, Ayuk touched it, Kittle touched it, and I was like, all right, they feel good heading in to, it was almost like a three-man weave. They feel good heading into week one. I don't know, man. I just think that the risk wasn't worth the reward if you're not going to have other guys out there.
Same here. If
you want some rhythm to be developed, well, then play with some of the other guys you're going to play with.
So the guys yesterday who didn't play, Christian McCaffrey, Deebo Samuel, Juwan Jennings, who's dealing with an oblique injury. They're going to monitor that all week
not
long.
Good.
And now this kind of puts some more pressure on getting Brandon Ayuk out there on the football field and getting this deal done, which we'll touch on a little bit later because you kind of have to. And he was in the building yesterday, apparently in a suite with all the injured players. But Juwan Jennings, oblique injury. They're going to monitor him all week long. That's not good. Kyle Juszczyk didn't play. George Kittle didn't play. Fred Warner didn't play. Travarius Ward, Amon-Ra Lenore, Nick Bosa, Leonard Floyd, Malik Collins, Javon Hargrave. Also no Jordan Mason or D. Winters, who are dealing with minor injuries as well. I think we've seen enough from J.P. Mason to know that he's going to make this football team. D. Winters, I think we've seen enough to know that he's going to make this football team and get some run. Now, Curtis Robinson popped yesterday. He was making plays left and right.
Really
but
good.
Offensively, just looking back at what was going on, you don't have the left side of your offensive line in Trent Williams and Aaron Banks. So already there's a risk. And Jaylon Moore, who fills in for Trent Williams, and what I kept thinking about on the way home.
What was that?
When it comes to Jaylon Moore.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame.
Two more.
You deserve this ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly, beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
He was so average last season that Trent Williams, when he twisted his ankle in Cleveland. I remember one of his quotes after the game, he said, look, I couldn't leave that game. It wasn't because he wanted to play for a team, and I'm sure he wanted to play for Purdy, but he goes, I couldn't put Jaylon Moore in that position. I was like, wait, wait a minute. He's that bad that you're like, you know what? I'd rather play on one ankle against Myles Garrett than have Jaylon Moore out there at left tackle. And you see it yesterday. He's kind of a turnstile out there.
He's a big step.
So if you don't get Trent Williams in, you know, you may have to just acquiesce to his demands and just give him his money. Because if you go into week one with Jaylon Moore starting at left tackle, it's going to be problems. Brock Purdy will look like yesterday where he's just running around, trying to buy time. Jaylon Moore's not ready to, he's not ready to start this league.
I mean, look, you got about, what, is it 2.5, 3 full weeks?
September 9th.
All right, so, like, we're reaching a point of no return in as I go Back to the Future 3 on you on this one. Like, the train is off the tracks, okay? We're heading down. We're rolling. We're throwing coal in there. And either Trent Williams and Brandon Ayuk are going to get on this train, and we're going to hit 88 miles per hour, and we're going to zoom off into the future, or we're going to go right into the ravine. I mean, there's no in between at this point. And then you reference like Juwan Jennings' injury. Look, the wide receiver position, you can't feel that confident about it currently. You just can't, right? Ricky Pearsall, the guy that they drafted
in the first round.
I mean, Is he going to play at all?
I don't know.
When I saw the Shanahan quote on the NFL Network on Saturday, like, it really illuminated it for me. Hopeful him and Aaron Banks can play week one. Like, uh-oh.
Yeah, Aaron Banks with a broken little finger. So hopefully he had surgery. Hopefully he could play week one. Again, that's a tough game against the New York Jets. When you look at their defensive front, led by Quinnen Williams, who was in the same draft class with Nick Bosa, selected number 3 overall, right behind Nick Bosa, who was number 2 overall. Of course, Kyler Murray was the top pick in that NFL draft. Boy, you got to have Aaron Banks at least in the middle. And with the unknown of Trent Williams, that entire left side of the offensive line, boy, if he walked into week one with Shaquil and Jaylon Moore, why tell you may be running the ball 45 times.
Well, and getting back to the wide receivers, be like, Ayuk, get this thing done. Like, well, this has to be the week. This can't go on
any
longer.
Well, is it all on Ayuk or is it on the 49ers too?
I don't care
too?
Who it's on. Right. I'm talking to both parties. I'm not talking to anyone in particular. Like, get this thing done. This is kind of like sabotage the spirit of feeling good before, you know, going on this long journey of the NFL season. And I'm frustrated at both sides at this point, and I don't care who wins. Like, you know who's losing? The team and the player and the fans. That's who currently. So I know that everyone wants to win the negotiation, and I'm at the point now where I think that get it done, for crying out loud. I don't care what it costs. I don't care, you know, who wins, who loses. I don't care who compromises and has to come off their stance. They need to get this thing done, and they need to figure it out. And I know that, you know, we've got an owner who's been shelling out money left and right, and I understand all that. And I was looking at guaranteed money over the last 3-4 years in terms of putting it up front. Niners are in the top 10 every single year when it comes to those guarantees. Like, Jed, this is the ball is in your court to figure out a way to get it done. Deal makers, get things done. Walk into the room, talk to both parties, sit them down and say, guys, I don't care about haggling over $1 million or $2 million in guarantees, or if it's this fourth year guarantee, I don't care what it is. We're ripping it up after 2 or 3 years anyway. Just get the damn thing done so we can get ready for week one against the Jets.
Can the Niners win without Brandon Ayuk? Kay Adams had her training camp tour in Santa Clara. She was there Friday having a lot of fun with Debo, Freya Warner, George Kittle. Well, she talked to Debo, and she asked Debo Samuel straight up, can the Niners win without Ayuk? Here's Debo's response.
I'm worried about this team not being able to win the Super Bowl without Brandon Ayuk. Are you?
Am I worried?
Can this team win a Super Bowl without Brandon Ayuk?
Can we win a Super Bowl without B.A.? I think B.A. is going to be a part of this team, so, I mean, we don't have to worry about that.
Let's go.
That made me feel really good.
Yeah.
Because it sounds like, as he said multiple times, he talks to him every single day.
Yeah, he talks to him every day. The fact that he's wearing Niners gear, the fact that he's still around here, he's at practice, he's holding in. I would have thought at some point, he would have just walked away. Now, Michael Silver wrote a column in the Chronicle over the weekend saying that the Niners should maybe start enforcing fines on him. Now, if you do that because he's not practicing, Shanahan kind of mentioned that, look, he's got a sore back right now. And the Jalen Ramsey situation was, he wasn't practicing with the Jacksonville Jaguars. He had a quote-unquote back injury. He gets traded to the Rams. In 5 days, he was ready to go and never missed a game or practice. So,
those Rams doctors are very well-renowned.
Yeah, they are. He's that top-of-the-line doctors.
He's doing that. Like, we all have a friend who, you know, has the back injury, as I go in air quotes, you know, that goes on disability. And some people are like legitimate. Yeah, I'm not here to say that like most, but we all have that friend where we know it's like, we look at him side-eyed. Here's the thing. Look, I like Cowing, 83. He made some plays yesterday. Like, I'm excited for him.
He's
a rookie.
I mean, from day one, though, he looks like there's a role on this football team.
He's got a little jetpack in him. You know what I mean? Like, I like him.
Yeah.
But Pearsall, I mean, no one's seen him, okay? Bigfoot has more sightings than Ricky Pearsall in a 49er uniform.
I wonder if it's strategic with Ricky Pearsall.
What?
I wonder if Shanahan is trying to hide him from the league and not put any tape on him, so when he does unleash Ricky Pearsall, I'm just guessing.
So do you hide Justin Jefferson, or you just say, he's so damn good, I dare you?
I don't even remember Justin Jefferson in the preseason. I don't, but that maybe Shanahan's a quirky dude, man.
Well, you can only hide him for so long.
I don't put anything past him.
Yeah, I do.
I don't put anything past Shanahan.
You would be on a level of, like, sophistication that I just don't. No.
I believe Shanahan.
No, I don't know.
I believe Shanahan.
So he's strategically injuring his.
No, I'm not saying. I'm saying that if there was a game on Sunday, nobody's asked him this question. Somebody down there in Santa Clara should ask him the question. If there's a game to be played on Sunday, would Ricky Pearsall be available?
Would you even want him out there at this point? Because
yes, I absolutely I would want him out there. But I wonder if Shanahan, if somebody asked Shanahan last night, if week one was next Sunday, would Pearsall be ready to suit up? I'd wonder what his answer would be.
I feel more comfortable currently, again, sight unseen, freely admitted on the front end, with Conley. And, you know, whatever. I mean, I don't trust Ronnie Bell. Like, I was writing this down.
Ronnie Bell might be cut.
Bonta, I don't trust him at all. Okay. Danny Gray, we should just call him the Ricochet. Like, Danny Ricochet. Forget Danny Gray. The guy cannot catch the ball, all right? Straight up. He's just, no. Trent Taylor is.
Well, this is why.
He's lousy.
But this is why.
In the words of Stein.
Well, this goes back to Brandon Ayuk. When everybody says that he's just replaceable. You see how hard it is and how difficult it is to draft a wide receiver and groom them and being a professional. Danny Gray was a pick. It's not working out. Trent Taylor's been in this program before. We've seen enough of Trent Taylor. Dante Pettis is in Chicago playing with third stringers right now. It's not easy. Jalen Hurts out the league. It's not easy. Ronnie Bell's another draft pick. So it's hard to find wide receivers. So when you do find one, I'm thinking to myself, boy, you gotta pay these guys. So that's where it comes to Brandon Ayuk. You get the damn deal done. But my thing was Ricky Pearsall. No, they're not hiding him because he's hurt or something like that. But it wouldn't put it past me. It was like, hey, this is a minor shoulder injury. He's day to day. He's out there.
Okay, that's different.
I don't know. I'm not saying they're faking injuries. What I'm saying is, hey, he's day to day, minor injury. You know what? Sit this one out.
Well, I would go in the other direction and say, considering how difficult it is to understand the wide receiver position right. In a Shanahan offense, this guy needs all the reps, all the field work that he could possibly get, because we've seen it with Debo in his rookie year, who had a really good rookie year. Like, there was a learning curve. There was some growth that needed to happen. We saw with Ayuk where, you know, there was a lot of things in game that he needed to work on. And I mean, look, Cowing is very promising. We're also talking about a fourth round draft pick who's also missed time. And so for him to get on the field with a lot of really, 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 really good players and not have illegal formations and lining up in the wrong spot and running the wrong routes and all, there's a whole timing thing that goes into it. So, like, paint me as the skeptical one, thinking that one of these rookies is going to step in and be an immediate contributor.
Well, Cowing may be your punt returner. Kyle Shanahan was asked about that last night.
Yeah, I mean, we want to figure out whoever the best punt returner is on our 53. I mean, he looked pretty good today. We drafted him hoping that he could have the potential to do it. Tonight was really the first time that we were able to get him out there. And, you know, he's had a week of being healthy, so he's definitely got a chance to. But tonight was a step in the right direction.
I think everybody would be okay with the rookie returning punts when you consider what we saw from Trent Taylor dropping a pass at the goal line. Nice little pass from Josh Dobbs right in front of that end zone there in front of on the south side of the stadium. Hey, Trent Taylor, I'm not trying to rip on the guy. He is who he is. I always thought, when he got re-signed with the 49ers, that, okay, he's just a training camp body. So I'm not going to get outraged over Trent Taylor, because I see a lot of that. I was like, boy, Trent Taylor, man, he better not make the team. I never thought he was making the team.
But
I think it's a training camp body, pushing rookies and pushing others for competition, knowing that, hey, I'm trying to make the team. So you know Trent Taylor's a try-hard guy. I don't believe he's making this roster.
Shanahan loves his dudes, though. You know, like Tevin Coleman found his way back onto the roster. And, you know, he does have certain guys that he likes. And it does feel like Trent Taylor is one of those guys. Now, you could be entirely right. I'm just saying, like, I look at someone like Tay Martin, who is way down on this wide receiver depth chart. I'm like, Tay Martin's made way more plays. Again, I'm seeing games. I'm not at practice every single day, so I don't know what's going on at practice. I will freely admit I have zero idea who's winning what at practice. I'm just watching games. And Tay Martin, to me, has way more upside. And again, he is so low on this depth chart. He's playing out there with the force. I mean, he's with my man, you know, Tanner Mordecai.
Yeah, I don't. I'm looking at the roster, right? The roster that Lutman just brought in here. I'm looking at wide receivers. Trent Taylor's with the third stringers or Ronnie Bell. I don't think he's making this roster. Trent Taylor. So I'm not going to get outraged about it. Now, unless he makes the roster, then we have a different conversation. but I don't think there's any chance in hell that Trent Taylor will be on the final 53 of this roster, even if he's the only punt returner. Get Debo out there to catch the punts. You know what I'm saying? He just fair catch him every single time. I don't care. You know, Jacob Cowing, but you can't waste a roster spot on Trent Taylor.
Other side, we've got a controversy, and it's a position you might not think that we do have one at, but I'm telling you.
Linebackers?
We have a competition.
Well, we've got competition all over the place. By the way, I do have a concern. Backup edge rushers?
Starting edge rusher opposite Bosa.
Well, Leonard Floyd's going to be there, so I'm not mad at Leonard Floyd. Well, Leonard Floyd's had double-digit sacks. No, there. It's depth. And we could see John Lynch making more moves before the deadline. All right, let's break. We're going to come back with more Niner stuff, and we'll reveal our guest list.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them. Yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.